Well, like a madman, Trump is escalating the war with Iran. There's, of course, been this ceasefire sometime, even post-memorandum of understanding. However, Trump just broke it. And here's why. Of course, you know the Strait of Hormuz is critical to all of this, as far as the war and also as far as the economy, since a fifth of the world's oil travels through this strait, and the Iranians have possession of the Strait of Hormuz, despite Trump constantly saying that the U.S. is in control. And by the way, this proves the U.S. is not in control, because again, very little oil has actually been coming out of the Strait of Hormuz. But not only that, America has been able to carve out a little bit of a path to get a little bit of oil out. Again, not seriously controlling the strait, but smuggling some cargo out. However, Iran responded and was right about to launch mines that they were going to launch into the strait and re-mine this path that the United States cleared out. The U.S. saw that they were about to re-mine that narrow path and immediately struck their island. As a result, the Iranians said, look, not only did you strike us now, you also killed some of our military and civilians in this attack. And you're the one that started this. So as a result, we're now going to strike you back, which they did last night. Last night, they attacked a U.S. airbase in Jordan. The U.S. says that it intercepted all the missiles. You know what? I don't believe it, because the U.S. has been saying this kind of stuff, and then it turns out later on, we find out that actually the Iranians did severe damage to our bases. And so I don't believe for one second the U.S. when it says that they intercepted all missiles. Be that as it may, what does Trump do now? Trump goes on Fox News, or at least relays this to Fox News, and tells them, well, because the Iranians did this, he's going to strike them back. He's going to respond, and respond hard today. It's as if the U.S. thinks that people can't respond to the U.S. when the U.S. starts aggression with them. It's like they expect, you know, the U.S. to just strike Iranians, and the Iranians shouldn't do anything about it. They should just be quiet, be silent, don't do anything in response. And then when they respond, oh, well, I'm going to have to respond to your response. What is this? No, this is just escalation. You started something, they responded to you, and now you're mad that they responded, so you're going to respond to the response? Well, guess what that's going to mean? Tonight, Iran says they're going to strike more U.S. bases in a response to the response to the response. This is just leading to more and more escalation, which is also why people are saying that this is probably going to lead to Trump doing something really stupid, like using a tactical nuke. And if he introduces that into the post-World War II era, I mean, get ready. Russia is going to be using tactical nukes against Ukraine. Israel would probably use some tactical nukes against Iran. I mean, at that point, the cat is out of the bag, and the question of nukes becomes a very serious threat and reality for us. So that's the short of what's going on. Let me give you some additional details here. This is from The Guardian, from an article that they just posted. Trump threatens further action as U.S. and Iran exchange fire in new flare-up. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged fire for the first time in a month. Again, there hasn't been any strikes in quite some time. Trump just broke that. With missiles and drones fired at Iranian rocket launchers on an island in the Strait of Hormuz. And Iran targeting U.S. military bases in Jordan, which was, again, last night. The U.S. President Trump on Monday threatened further action. The U.S. is trying to prize open Tehran's grip on shipping going through the strait, which before the war accounted for a fifth of the world's seaborne energy supply. But why do you have to do this if you already won the war? Why do you have to do this if you already control the Strait of Hormuz? I mean, in fact, here's a clip of Trump just today saying that, I mean, he's pretty much controlling the entire Strait of Hormuz. The war has been won, and yet you don't control the Strait, and the war hasn't been won because now you're threatening further action. I mean, it's just delusional. Take a look.
And that was big trouble. And frankly, you know, with the inflation, I've largely taken care of inflation. By the way, the gasoline is going to go down. The oil is going to go down like a rocket going in the opposite direction as soon as we win that war, complete the war. Already, you know, we've got total control. I would say almost total. They could be a nuisance, but we have control of the Hormuz Strait. We've swept it of all the mines. You know, we don't have mines there now. We have all of the international. We got rid of them. With very little help from other countries, and we help other countries, we spend billions and billions.
So again, it's just insane. Everything that he says is always the opposite of the truth. It's like he's Satan incarnate or something. You can never tell the truth. What is this? Well, the article continues. Washington claimed that Iranian control over the waterway had been loosened by repeated U.S. attacks on Iranian missile launchers and radar. So they were able to kind of carve out some kind of path for a small amount of ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz without the Iranians being able to interfere. But again, because they were about to remine that path, now the U.S. struck them. U.S. Central Command said it acted late on Sunday, launching the first strikes on Iran since July, after it detected the Iranians were planning to deploy fresh mines in the strait. Last week, Trump claimed U.S. Navy had cleared the strait of mines for the first time since the conflict started on the 28th of February, a claim the Iranians rejected as lies. And it's completely false. I mean, he has not cleared out all mines. He's been saying that from day one, and it's just not true. At best, they cleared out a small path. At best. In response to the U.S. attack, Iran said it targeted technical infrastructure, maintenance facilities, and enemy fighter jet positions at the U.S.-operated King Hussein and Al-Azraq air bases in Jordan, with ballistic missiles causing heavy damage. And the UAE Defense Ministry said it intercepted a drone over its territorial water. So they're also, you know, going back to launching strikes towards the UAE. Trump responded to the Iranian reprisals by telling Fox News, "We're going to hit them hard. There will be a response." The U.S. president called Iran officially a failed nation without an air force, a navy, or a currency, adding that inflation was at 300% and its leaders were incapable of representing their country. Speaking of leaders who are incapable of representing our country, gee, that almost sounds familiar. That almost sounds like Trump. That almost sounds like Congress. I don't know, but I guess he was talking about Iran. He wasn't actually talking about himself in the United States. And by the way, here's Fox News confirming that Trump has said this. And he's going to be causing more aggression towards Iran tonight or later today.
Yeah, Lawrence, good morning. I just spoke with President Trump, who told Fox News the United States will respond to the Iranian attack on U.S. forces overnight in Jordan. The president said, "We're going to hit them hard. There will be a response."
So Iranians have said they're going to respond to the response of the response tonight. We'll see how that goes. The article notes Iranian state TV claimed the military exchanges escalated on Sunday after a tanker caught fire when hitting two Iranian naval mines while attempting to pass through the southern side of the strait close to Oman. Officials later said Iran had targeted three ships trying to navigate the southern route that Tehran says is unauthorized. They've been trying to smuggle some, that is, a U.S. smuggle some ships through this southern route, and it hasn't been very successful. They've been getting some through there, but this is unauthorized, and so Iran has been striking vessels that go through that narrow path. So it sounds like things are going to get worse before they get any better. And meanwhile, we have an insane president who's posting stuff like this on social media. I don't know how we can be considered a serious nation, and I don't know why a president is making a laughing matter, you know, out of war and destruction and killing civilians, by the way. I don't understand why this is even tolerated, why he hasn't been impeached, why he hasn't been removed. I guess it shows how corrupt our system is, really, on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. Because neither side are doing anything about getting Trump out. So, by the way, Vance was asked about that clip. And Vance, being as useless as usual, said this.
On Iran, the president tweeted some AI-generated video of bombing of Karg Island. Was that meant to be a warning, or what was the messaging there? Why did the president tweet that?
Well, you know, like, the president likes to switch it up on social media a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for that, Vance. Yeah, that really helped clarify why we have a president who glorifies war and destruction on social media as if it's a little video game. Like, he just likes to mix it up, you know, on social media, guys. That's it. Yeah. Thanks, Vance. Yeah, you're definitely going to win in 2028. People find you to be full of insight, information, and courage and moral fortitude in this time when we need representatives and politicians to stand up to this maniac in office. But yeah, it doesn't appear that Vance is going to be that guy. And in fact, I haven't even heard of Vance in quite some time until I guess he did this little interview. It's like he fell off the face of the earth. What's going on with Vance? He's basically had to kind of crawl into a hole ever since this war started anyway, just because he was very, very clear that we should never go to war with Iran, and now all of a sudden the administration that he's vice president of, you know, was at war with Iran. That just pretty much tanked, I think, his entire career. But be that as it may, we still see him pop up every now and then and offer us useless information or a defense of the Israelis on occasion. So there it is. I will keep you up to date with what happens tonight. It sounds like it's going to be more acts of aggression, more destruction, and further escalation that could very well at this point lead to using tactical nukes, because, you know, people who are experts in this area who have analyzed this and kind of played it out in war games have determined that unless Trump just backs out and walks away, there's really few other options at this point other than using a nuke. But as soon as you introduce that into the post-World War II era, you know, all bets are off. I mean, I kind of feel like we're already there anyway. But that's that one taboo that still hasn't been broken yet in the post-World War II era. But it could be that Trump will be the first one to do that. And at that point, I expect to see Russian using them. I expect to see Israel using them. I think things could get very, very dangerous at that point and further escalate into destruction of the human race. And so it's something that, you know, I agree with Tucker when he said that as soon as a president begins to consider using nukes, which the Trump administration has, and by the way, he has also kind of threatened to destroy an entire civilization overnight, don't forget that, as soon as a president even considers it, he should be impeached. And I agree with that. But the fact is, Republicans and Democrats, neither side will do anything about this maniac. And it kind of just shows you it's two sides to the same coin at the end of the day, and the entire system itself is a failure and is corrupt. Anyways, I will keep you up to date with what happens tonight. Make sure to hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and hey, hit the hype button right here on YouTube to hype this video and spread it out to a new audience. I'd greatly appreciate that. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you later. Hey, thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Also, check out my second channel right here on YouTube, Reason and Theology. And by the way, if you want to support the channel, check me out at patreon.com/reasonandtheology.